The Gold Coast's 92.5 Triple M Gold.
With another Flan, Ally and Spider podcast.
Well, thank you for here to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you for here
to be here.
Can I start that again?
No, leave it on.
I'll leave
hilarious,
it on, but this
hilarious.
Is take two of them.
The Gold Coast's 92.5 Triple M Gold.
With another Flan, Ally and Spider podcast.
Well, thank you for being here.
This is actually take two of the podcast because Al did stuff up first.
That's
but that's okay.
Made a career out of it. It's all good. very big podcast coming up. Is there new merchandise that Donald Trump is releasing because he's going head-to-head with Biden again?
Trump 47, high tops, golden sneakers. They're amazing. You tried to buy a pair,
I tried to get a pair.
But okay, they were sold out in an hour.
That was $600 and I didn't care. I was like, you know what, this is me.
Got to have them.
Yeah,
they're high top sneakers, but look, there's a whole bunch of Trump merch now that's available, and you can hear about it later on in this potty.
That coming up. Ali, your fitness journey, we put it out there today. If you have any fitness gear at home that's just gathering dust, bring it in.
That'd be great. I mean, you're all calling it my fitness journey. Really, it's just Spider holding me to account for something stupid I said back in December.
And you're not going to back down.
No, I'm not going to back
and
down.
And I love that. Spider, your spray, there's a fine airline that we love a lot in this country.
Absolutely. But they're allowing pets on flights. Yuck.
All right, that coming up in the spray. Sam Kerr, obviously overnight, there's been developments about that incident. We get a legal expert on just to, I suppose, unpack that and get his view on it.
He's a barrister too, so for that 3 minutes we owe him nearly $1,500. And I don't have that kind of money.
Yeah.
But what do you think of this whole Sam Kerr thing? Where are you on it?
She
should be fined. Should be suspended. Should she be sacked as captain
of
Australia?
She's a Sam Kerr.
She's Sam Kerr.
Well, the annoying thing is, I mean, how many people, how much, you know, similar slash way worse slurs would they be receiving every single night in the UK, everywhere across the world?
As police, yeah.
As police. Yeah. Now, if this is the worst they've heard and this really, you know, affected someone...
I don't think this is the worst they've heard, but in the society we live in, she needs to be stood down.
You reckon gone, a skipper.
And you know what? And this is interesting because for the Australian Olympic Committee and also our Football Federation, they are fully inclusive. So if they're fully inclusive and she is guilty of this, you know, it's all alleged at the moment.
Yeah, it is.
They've
got
no leg to stand on other than... standing her down.
Standing her down permanently. That's it. Doesn't play anymore. Any top-level soccer?
I think that is a bit harsh. But I think, again, you need equal rights.
Yeah, what's the penalty in your mind? 10 weeks.
10 weeks. Oh, no, you reckon gone?
Yeah, no Olympics.
Okay.
I think she's been ruled out of the Olympics. So the next would be the World Cup.
Yeah, see, for me, the worst part of the offence, look, racism is racism. It's horrible. But... for me, it was that we didn't hear about it for a very, very long time, and she was the captain of the Australian team at the time. This has been buried, literally buried by her side of the coin, allegedly, if indeed it did happen.
That's right.
And maybe if it didn't happen, maybe that's why it's taken so long. So for me, the biggest thing is that it's taken so long to be honest.
A lot of speculation around this incident, this story, I suppose, isn't
there? Yes, there is. Well, and the I guess one other interesting aspect, which we have not discussed on air, is the fact that is it offensive to call someone white, refer to them as white? Because, and that's the big argument, isn't it? Well, why can you do that and why can't you do that? And as we were all discussing earlier, off air, well, it's white privilege. White people were not oppressed typically.
Well, that's,
you know,
100%
right.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally.
Yeah. Look, if someone called me a stupid bastard, I would say lucky guess.
I would say correct.
Would you be offended if someone called you a stupid white bastard?
Well, I think I'd be. Do you know, I've experienced racism and it was remarkable. I'm a privileged white person who moved to Hawaii and I went up to speak to some parents who were parents of kids playing in the football team. And my buddy had his kids in that team too. And I went over and said, what you would do at any old footy training thing in Australia. I went over and said, g'day, how are you guys? And they just turned and they stared at me and they looked right through me and like I was not there. And I remember thinking, wow, that was, I just got treated in a racist way.
Okay.
And it was intriguing. I was not offended because I just wasn't. I don't know why. Mm. But to experience it in reverse was just fascinating for a person who's grown up in a white country as a white person.
Well,
you know?
All of that is coming up in the podcast. And Flan, I want to just as a slur on a Gold Coast suburb, thanks to you, Madrabah has been painted
It's a den of
as
thieves.
The petrol thieving capital of the Gold Coast.
Of Australia.
Absolutely.
Of Australia.
Yeah, this is Mad Max all over again. Yeah. And I'm going to ask for help today. I'm going to ask if there are other people in Madrabah who are also having their petrol siphoned from their vehicles. And
well,
it's lawless,
my
mate.
My cousin actually texted in and she said, I know two people who have had their fuel tanks drilled and drained in recent times for fuel theft.
Hang on, you won't be drilling a petrol tank.
That's
one spark and you'll end up not in Madrabah, you'll end up in Cairns.
Well, she does live not in Madrabah. She live streams us and lives in Caboolture.
Okay.
Okay, that's sad.
All right, well, that is all to
that's
come
so
in this, the podcast from the 92.5 Triple M Gold Breakfast Show of Flan, Ali and Spider.
Donald J. Trump will take on Joe R. Biden.
Biden being a puppet.
Well, good for you, Joe.
I so wish our politics were like this.
Yeah, me too.
I absolutely love it.
It's Trump, so interesting.
Yeah, Trump's worth $2.6 billion. Okay, he's 77 years old. He's taking on Joe Biden, who's 81.
Yeah.
And I just love that they just have a crack at each other. I love it.
Go hard.
Red and blue corner, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, so many different reactions already. Women saying, this guy has 91 charges against him and he can run again.
It makes no sense.
In one sense, it makes no sense at all. And in another, it makes perfect sense when you look at the theatre that is America.
But they're smoking because...
Like he's smoking something.
No, he's smoking it.
Yesterday was called Super Tuesday. They had 15 what they call primaries. It's basically where states choose who they want to be their Republican leader. And Trump just swept everything. Absolutely swept it. They went, yes, we love you. You're back. Where you been? We missed you. Oh, my God. And now we've got the situation where two very old men could be the leaders of the free world. I hope they live long enough to do a good job. I truly do.
Well, they should bring it down from 3 or 4 years to 8 months.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Well, we were looking into their names just to see if there's anything in it. Do you know what Joe Biden's middle name is? It's Robinette.
Robinette?
Robinette.
Oh, my
Biden
God.
Biden Jr. Yep, there was two of them. And Donald J. Trump stands for John, but he famously said that the J stands for genius. Now they have to pay for very, very expensive campaigns. And what was it, 2 weeks ago, Donald Trump released a whole range of merch.
This summer, don't storm the Capitol building. Sneak up on it in Donald Trump's brand new Victory 47 Golden High Top Sneakers.
I'm the President of the United States.
Order your Victory 47 Golden High Top Sneakers right now, and you'll pay extra. That's right. For only 25 easy payments of $500, you could keep your presidential pick out of prison.
Whatever you want to call, it's okay with me.
Pick up the phone. Order right now, and you'll also receive a genuine Donald Trump reverse comb-over toupee made from genuine orangutan hair, a bottle of Victory 47 fake tan, Oompa Loompa on the color chart, and a Donald Trump roll-on Victory 47 antiperspirant, making armpits great again.
These people are sick. They're sick.
And do you stink of the DC swamp? Of course you do. You need Trump 47 Brodecologne and antiperspirant. Trump 47, making armpits great again.
Do you miss me yet?
Triple M Gold would like to let listeners know that whatever Flan says has nothing to do with this station.
Up in the gym, just working on my fitness. He's my witness.
Yeah, on my fitness, on my witness. Now, for those people who don't know, that's a bit of a start to what I found some audio that Ali made a statement early December saying that she was going to lose 15 kilos before Easter, and if she doesn't, I'm allowed to chuck out anything in her house.
She's an evil genius.
Yep.
Getting her to clean up if she doesn't diet.
She did forget about this.
Yep.
So I played it to her only early in the week and realising now, Ali, you've got 22 days to lose 15 kilos.
Well, it's probably 16.
How do you think you're going?
Look, I started well. No, I think I'm going pretty well. So I was 91.2 kilos on Monday, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then overnight,
you hit the road.
I did. I did a 20-minute jog, which I surprised myself actually that I could even
and
run
food,
for 20
like
minutes.
And food, like you've been showing the food.
I've been really
burning.
Good.
Beautiful
well, for
food.
Example, I made a whole massive batch of Anzac biscuits really early this morning. Mm. Haven't eaten one.
No.
They're for my daughter's touch footy trip, and I bought some in for you lot, obviously.
I love Anzac biscuits. I can smell that they're good.
Yeah.
I can smell that they taste great.
So I think I am going pretty good.
Training?
Yes. Well, we did do pickleball yesterday. Thank you, Spider. But then I had planned on doing something after that.
Yeah.
And I didn't.
Why not?
Well, because I was making dinner for the girls. I made some beautiful roast pumpkin and some fried sautéed green veg and cooked some fish in rosemary.
You know you've got to try.
I'm running out of time.
What do you mean you're running out of time? You've got to find time. We spoke to your trainer the other day. And you've had
Andre,
you've had the personal trainer now for 1 month and you've done one session.
Well, half a session.
Half a session. Yeah, not the full session.
I'm actually, and as you know, this is what's really terrible. I actually have a personal training session today. He is so pumped up about it.
Mm.
But as you all know, what's wrong with me this morning?
Why are you making excuses?
I've had a very sore neck.
Yes, I've actually.
You're not very mobile.
You're not like
injured yourself.
I'm doing the, turning around, not moving my neck at all. I know. I can't. He's going to die. He's going to think I'm faking it when I tell him. He actually is.
You need to find time to do more to lose kilos.
Yeah, well, I've got a few plans of going to the sauna. I am committed.
Yeah.
I'm telling you now, I am
100%. How committed are you?
Very committed. I am. Well, I was doing squats and stuff
in
here yesterday.
I'm not.
I'm fully backing in.
How dare you?
No, I think you need more. I think you need to be doing more. I think you're not doing enough. You've changed your diet, which is 90% of it, but I still think you need the exercise thing. Yeah. And I want to ask the Triple M family out there.
What can we get?
No, because you're here for 4 hours a day.
Well, I am. I am going to Coffs Harbour, as you know,
okay,
for the
more
weekend.
Excuses,
no,
more
no, no,
excuses.
No. I'm actually planning on taking my runners and doing a fair bit of jogging down in Coffs.
Well, you're here for 4 hours a day, and I think we need to utilise it. I think if we're here for 4 hours, let's get – I'm sure somebody in the Triple M family might have some of that exercise equipment that you see at 1 a.m. and you go,
I
need to buy this.
Or one at Christy Brinkley's Total Gym.
Welcome to my home. You know, I wanted to share with our viewers the way that I use my Total Gym at home.
Yes.
Oh, and
marrying Billy Joel. Don't take your advice.
Yeah, that's right. Man, that is hilarious.
No, I want to know. 1-300-925-666. We're going to help Ellie. Mm-hmm. I'm here to support you.
Are you?
So 4 hours a day. If you've got a bike, if you've got a stepper, if you've got an ab roller, what about one of these even?
Now, you too can have the sexy body and hot six-pack for everyone to admire. Proform has created a fast and easy way for you to quickly lose those inches.
Yeah. Crunch, flex, and fold.
It's an ab cruncher.
Hilarious.
Even if you've got the one that goes on the door, whatever it is, if you've got it at home and at the moment and you might be hanging clothes on it, we need it because I'm going to get Ellie training here 4 hours a day in front of that mic on some of the equipment that you don't use. 1-300-925-666. Come on, put that equipment to good use.
You know that they're there.
You know Ellie can do it. We are here to help you, Ellie.
Thank you. I think you're also here to film me using dodgy exercise equipment for your amusement.
A bit of that encouragement. Got a chance to win a double pass to GC Laughs Comedy Gala, which is on the 15th of March. The freshest week of laughs on the coast, gclaughs.com.au.
What could you donate to us? That piece of gym equipment you don't want in your house for years. Ali needs it.
I feel so supported.
Spider spray.
I cannot believe this. This is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
Wow.
Okay. And I'm a massive fan of Virgin.
What are we talking about?
Virgin Airlines.
Okay. So am I.
But now they are going to let cats and dogs come on the planes. I could not think of anything more disgusting. Imagine this. You're sitting in 1A.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yes. You
I've never sat in 1A.
Okay, that's you. Okay, you got the sparkling wine or the sweet and sour chicken. And in 1B, you got Fido. who wants a royal cannon kibble or a bit of pal. Yeah. Like, how's this going to work? What? It can't work. The dog's considered carry-on? Are you only a 7 kilo limit to your dog? Yeah. Or what happens? We know how many bags get lost. So what? Suddenly you've got unclaimed dogs sitting there at the airport going, okay, where's my owner? Where's my owner? And the exit row, will Rover be willing to be able and willing to assist in case of emergency? Yes. And the doggy poo bags right next to the sick bags in the pocket in front of you.
Disgusting. Hey, do you have to book a separate seat for
the dog? I don't know. Oh. And I am disgusted with Virgin that they're even thinking of this. And I'm a massive, as I said, that's the only airline, or 90% of my flights are always with Virgin. Yeah. I'm suddenly now, and I'm telling him, I'm allergic to cats and dogs. I'm going to be now every time I fly. Yeah. And there's not enough room to swing a cat as it. Oh, not that you're going to swing a cat. No, but if you were to swing a cat.
If you were, theoretically, to grab a cat.
There's not enough room to swing a cat, let alone have a dog in there as well. And think of just the smell and the fleas. Like, not everyone looks after their dogs like they should. And the pet toilet or the kitty litter now in row 40. Like,
yeah, gross. That's a good point, though,
this
about the allergies.
This is disgusting.
Yeah, so, and definitely the itchiness.
Yes.
So for me, I don't know where the next step is for Virgin. I apologise. I love your airline. I love flying. But at the moment, you have absolutely lost me with this idea. And you know what? Have a listen, because this is what's coming up next.
Earl, this is your captain speaking. Rover, my co-pilot Lassie. Please have all pores buckled up. And your dog bowls and trays in the seat pocket in front of you. In the event of an emergency, a tennis ball will descend from the ceiling. And self-licking is not permitted on any flight.
Disgusting.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
I think one of the biggest names in Australian sport right now is Sam Kerr. And, like, remarkable player. We've been able to see her and what she's been able to do throughout the World Cup, throughout her playing in Chelsea overseas. Mm. But at the moment, there's a lot of controversy surrounding her about racial vilification. And a lot's come out overnight about what she have allegedly said towards a police officer after a pretty big night.
As I understand it, just scored a hat trick for Chelsea to win the FA Cup. So you can imagine she'd be in high spirits.
Yeah.
Yes. Partying.
She was on the spirits.
Yeah.
And speculation.
I suspect over many years, people have let bad behaviour like this slide on big nights and they've gone, oh, you know what, I can see why you're celebrating. But, you know, apparently, allegedly, has made a racist comment to a police officer. And I read this morning, too, that there is a movement to remove her from the Australian captaincy because she didn't let Soccer Australia know of the situation.
Which is understandable.
Yeah. What do you think about this very quickly? And we're going to catch up with an expert in just in about 30 seconds because I want to ask, because this is what she allegedly said.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid white bastard. Okay. Mm. Now, that's what she said, well, allegedly said. Now, Chelsea's sticking to her, sticking by her.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Well, nothing's been proven. So far, yes, I would have thought.
It's all alleged, isn't it?
If you are innocent until proven guilty, the trouble with the modern media is you paste all this stuff all over the place and all people have made their minds up already, and I think that's wrong. That's the wrong bit. Mm. But if she'd gone to Soccer Australia and said, you know what, this is what's happened, then maybe this could have been handled in a process.
And the UK tabloid papers, they are just rife with this sort of stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah, but if it's true,
well,
it hasn't been proven. But anyway, let's get a bit of legal advice on this before I'm actually needing some legal advice myself. Ali, let's go to the expert.
Well, we're chatting to Michael Maxwell, barrister at law, to get some insight into the Sam Kerr charges. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Look, Michael, what's the likelihood that Sam Kerr could serve time over this alleged racial slur?
I think, quite frankly, it's Buckley's chance because the insult is directed at a police officer, and it's hard to believe that he could feel really harassed or distressed because of whatever the words were that she's alleged to have used. Police officers are subjected to every conceivable insult over a long period of time. So how could he feel harassed or distressed because of what she said? That's the way I feel.
Well,
It does carry a 2-year jail sentence or a substantial fine. So,
do you see this as a kind of a statement, though? Because, you know, she's allegedly said, you know, stupid white bastard. That's what she's allegedly said. Now, if it was in reverse, then it holds the same merit.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that at all. The real issue is how it impacts on the police officer. Is that police officer's seriously going to say that it made him feel distressed?
Yeah, I must admit, I thought the same thing. I'm sure they've heard far worse than that, and not, you know, charge someone with it. Is it all about the word white, Michael?
Yes. Well, it's interesting that it's a reverse situation from normal, isn't it?
Yes.
And so in that sense, it's a test case. And as I understand it, though, their legal team is taking it before Judge Coella early to suggest that there's no prima facie case, which may well be related to the question of how it impacted on the police officer. Mm. I'm not sure how they're dealing with that, but that means that it could be dealt with a lot earlier than next year when the case is set for trial.
In just very short, yes or no, have you ever heard of a case like this before?
Yeah.
Look, I can't remember the name of the case. There have been cases in New South Wales where precisely the result has been not guilty because of the fact that the person insulted couldn't have felt insult because of the nature of their position in the public eye.
Okay. Very interesting. Michael Maxwell, Barrister at Law, we thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
Yeah, very interesting. And I think, watch your space, because this case is going to go for a very long time,
yes,
I reckon.
I think it's going to be in our headlines for a good 18
anywhere.
Months. Yep.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Okay, Flan. Fill us in. What? No, because you are. You're disturbed a bit.
I am. It upsets me. So I would never pinch anything.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pinch stuff.
What's happening?
Bad news. Someone keeps siphoning my petrol.
What?
They go to my ute. If I leave it unlocked, which is my stupid fault, they siphon my fuel. Like yesterday. Was it yesterday or the day before?
Day before.
I got to work and I got in the car. I was going to drive to work and I'd gone deliberately and filled it up after tea. So I didn't have to do it in the morning. And I drove to work and it said I had 41 kilometres worth of fuel left in the car. And I'd filled it up the night before.
What? Filled it up to the top?
No. Like put $40 in it.
Oh, okay.
And then none of you believe me that I'm getting siphoned.
No,
you think it's because I drive around a lot and I don't notice the petrol going down.
Well, I reckon because we did drive to Kingscliff that day and then the next morning you come in and go, oh, I've been siphoned. I've only got 41Ks.
41Ks.
Hang on. We drove to Kingscliff yesterday.
That's
and this isn't the first
there
time.
And back.
This isn't the first
no,
time.
No, this is the third time. Okay. I've had my diesel pinched, and I'm after you.
And
I'm going to go CCTV footage, but I want a bear trap.
I want to believe you, but wasn't the last time, hadn't you been to Brisbane the day before to see your mate down there?
Yes, this is what gets
up
me.
There?
Well, it's quite I the had trip, used the car, yes. But there was petrol left in it when I went to bed, and then when I woke up, there was no petrol left.
Every time that you've been siphoned.
Yep.
The day before, you've done a pretty big trip.
That's right.
Well, now,
if you can draw a link there, I can't see it.
Flanny.
But they're pinching my petrol.
So are you telling me, because obviously in modern cars,
yes,
you can't just open the petrol flap.
No, it's got to be unlocked if I leave my car unlocked.
So do you leave your car unlocked all the time?
No, not all the time.
Okay, can I honestly ask you?
90%.
Probably regularly.
Can I ask you honestly, do you believe you have been siphoned?
Yes, 100% in my heart and in my mind, I believe I have been siphoned.
Let's put it out there.
Yep.
If you live in Mudrabar,
yes,
I want to know if you've been siphoned.
Yes,
because if your fuel has been pinched over the last 2 months, because it's happened probably over the last 2 months.
Yeah, it's over the last 8 weeks or so, absolutely.
Yeah, we want to know, have you had any fuel stolen or siphoned? Because it really starting to, Mudrabar is going to be starting to be a little bit like Mad Max.
Greetings from the Humongous.
In a world without gas.
The Humongous rules the wasteland.
I'm gravely disappointed that you wish to take the gasoline out of the wasteland. Give me the pump. The gasoline.
The gasoline.
The gasoline.
I had no idea who I was up against.
Yes.
You want to win this.
We want to believe you.
We can't believe it. We have got a phone call here. Wait up. Here we go.
Drum roll for this.
Drum roll.
All right. Brent from Marjorie Bar. Have you been siphoned too?
No, I haven't, mate, but I was just reminding you that 20 litres of fuel gets $40 of fuel gets you 20 litres. It's not a great deal of fuel on a car.
Yeah, okay. So you don't believe one day when Humongous has you in his grips, I'm going to drive past you with my petrol.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of anyone else in Mudra Bar being siphoned, Brent?
No, I haven't, sorry.
And how long have you lived in Mudra Bar?
A while.
Okay. Can I Damn ask, it. Brent, do you believe Flan has been siphoned?
No.
All right, that's one.
It's hurtful, Brent.
Just one caller saying.
Someone from 4213 getting into me. I don't believe it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. Oh, good. Here we come. Here's a reputable source of information.
Yes.
Thank God I've finally got a bit of backup. Morning, Wiz. How are you, mate? Have you been siphoned too, Wiz?
Hey, Flan, yeah. It happens at Labrador too, mate. My nephew got his car milked not long ago out the run of our place, and because he left his car unlocked too and they opened the bonnet, I opened the boot, they opened the petrol and they milked his petrol and he had a full tank. They took the whole lot, plus they cleaned out the inside of his car. Yeah. All his bits and pieces what he had in it.
I would just check, maybe you did fill.
Petrol's $2.30 a litre. I just went past a garage on Smith Street and it's $2.31.
See, this is why they're siphoning us.
Wiz, we really want to believe you, but you've just told us that the petrol's in the boot, then the bonnet, and then they're milking the car.
I've got me buttons mixed up.
Okay. Can I just quickly ask,
Wiz,
Flan?
You're stealing from the wizard as well.
I want to ask you, Flan.
I can't believe it.
You know, because the Wiz just told us they siphoned the car, but they cleaned out the car. Is your car clean?
No, they seem to have left a whole bunch of coffee cups and beef croquette papers in there.